Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Trendle the Tales. We are getting ready to do our December update, which, yes, I know I promised was going to be earlier this year, but I guess it was just a good thing that I went ahead and did some of the promoting in November. As it is, we still have a lot to talk about, and I hope that you enjoy the update. Well, first off, while the home sites are definitely closed for the year now, we did have three sites do a Christmas event. There was the event at the Almanza Wilder Farm in Malone, New York, which has been doing one on a steady basis for the last few years. The event in Mansfield, Missouri at Rocky Ridge, which I really, really, if I could have picked one, that would have been the one I'd have gone to, because apparently they were letting you get your picture taken in the living room at Rocky Ridge by the Christmas tree. Oh, would there be anything better than that? But sadly, I didn't drive down south. And it's a good thing that I didn't try to go to the hometown days in Pepin, because it sounds like weather was absolutely dreadful for that. And I'm not even sure how much they actually were able to put on, but it was scheduled, all three of those events, for last weekend. So it sounds like the first weekend in December is getting to be the hot time for Laura Christmas events. So if you are looking at maybe thinking about doing something next year, start asking early, and hopefully they will be able to tell you if they're going to have an event or not. Because several of these, as frequently as a month ago, they didn't seem really sure whether they were going to have it or not. So go ahead, ask. It never hurts to ask. Speaking of events, we've got one more event that actually took place today, and that was at the Homestead National Monument in Beatrice, Nebraska. And they had their Christmas event today, and it featured, among other things, Laura and Mary at Christmas. So we're always glad when another organization realizes the importance of Laura to history, and surely glad to have the Homestead National Monument do so. And if you haven't yet had checked out their website, their Facebook page, their Twitter, you may want to do that, because this upcoming year is going to be the 150th anniversary of the Homestead Act. Included in their celebration is going to be a chance to see the actual original Homestead Act, as signed by Abraham Lincoln himself, on display at the Homestead for part of the year. So if you ever had any interest at all in seeing the Homestead National Monument, I think you're going to find something that you're going to want to go there for this next year. So be sure to check out their schedule. It isn't all filled out for next year yet, but they've got a couple of events up, and I think it's going to be a fantastic year to visit there. Getting back to the home sites, I did want to mention I do have my Christmas shopping at the home sites post up on Beyond Little House, and I had checked with them all to find out which homestead stores are or home site stores are going to be open for Christmas shopping, and what's the last day you can shop there for Christmas. Walnut Grove is going to be open, and they have a cutoff of December 16th to get guaranteed to get to you before Christmas. The Laura Ingalls Wilder Memorial Society in DeSmet does not close down at all over the winter. It's the one site that seems to stay open all the time. I mean, even full hours. It's kind of unusual that way. So they're certainly there, and their last day for priority mail shipping is also December 16th. The Ingalls Homestead, also in DeSmet, South Dakota, is also doing the gift shop. They also will take and answer questions about reservations and that kind of thing. Even though the office is closed, they check it pretty much every day for phone messages, and a lot of times you can even just call them even though they're closed and someone will pick up. So you can do that. Their last day for priority mail is December 21st, December 16th for regular mail. You can call them if you have questions. Mansfield is also going to be open. They did not have a definite cutoff time for me when I called, and I contacted them last, and they still hadn't set one. So sometime between December 12th and 16th would be their last date for priority mail. And the Laura Ingalls Wilder, Almanza Wilder Farm in Malone, New York, is going to have last day priority on the 14th. Malone also says with their setup, while you can call them by phone, they would recommend online ordering for your Christmas shopping. And their store is right on their website. Spring Valley, Minnesota doesn't have its store online, but you can certainly call and order things from them that way. Their last day for priority shipping is the 10th, so we're kind of missed that one. They may be able to sweet talk them into trying. They have one of my favorite Almanza Wilder dolls there and a new glass ball of the home site. And Baroque is also in Christmas shopping this year. They're also not giving a last day. It's up to the customer, they said. So plenty of opportunities for the home sites to do Christmas shopping. And I really encourage you, if you have a Laura fan in your life, to try and shop at one of the stores, at least to get something, because the home sites do not get regular funding from the Laura Ingalls Wilder estate. The items they sell in their bookstore, the books and things, they just get the regular percentage any bookstore would off of sales. So the gift shop sales and admissions are really what keep them going. And if you want the home sites to continue to be there for people to visit in the future, shopping there is one definite way to do it. And the Walnut Grove store is especially anxious to get your mail order shopping, not just for Christmas, but for any time this winter, because due to a construction where they're totally rebuilding their gift shop, normally they have walking customers for most of the winter, and they're not able to do that this year. So they're hoping that people will continue to buy and just do it online. Speaking of shopping, I have one other note. If you are familiar with Walnut Grove at all, there is a little gift shop there called the Olson Mercantile. Sadly, today was their final day of being open. The owner had been trying to sell it for 3 years. I don't know how actively. Last night was the first time I heard of it. But she's been trying to sell it, and when it couldn't make a sale, she decided to close it down. So there's not going to be an Olson Mercantile in Walnut Grove anymore, which I think is kind of too bad. But don't be surprised if you go there this summer and it's gone. Now, one more eventish thing, and this is really a January one, but I want to go ahead and tell you because if you're going to do it, you have to get it in. They're going to have Dale Cockrell, who's the man behind Paws Fiddle, the project, the website, CDs, and Dean Butler, Almanza Wilder of the TV show, have come together to do a PBS special. It's going to be shot in Nashville on January 6th. And if you are a Laura fan, they have a block of tickets reserved just for that. It's going to be a fiddle concert. I really think it's going to be a great event. I wish I could say I was going to be there, but it's just not shaping up that I could, though a couple people I know definitely are. So if you're interested in that, there's more information in a post at beyondlittlehouse.com, and be sure to get your name in for a ticket. And even if you can't go, you still have a job to do, because this program is going to be released for potential use in pledge programs starting in June of 2012. So make sure that your local PBS station knows it's going to be available and that you're interested in it. So go ahead and prime the pump now, or it's called Paws Fiddle. and it'll be released in June 2012. Tell your local PBS station today. And while we're talking about publicity, I did want to mention there was one really nice article this month in the Riverfront Times. It was a 7-page article all about Laura. The Riverfront Times is a weekly publication out of St. Louis, Missouri. The issue is the November 24th issue. And if you want a hard copy, you can either get the entire issue or just the article, but writing to them at their circulation department. Back issues are $2 a piece, and you can find their address on their website, riverfronttimes.com, and you need to look under About Us for their general address, but when you write out the address, make sure you put circulation in it. So again, that's riverfronttimes.com, $2 an issue, and make sure that you have circulation in the address when you copy it out. Now, always happens. There's always more going on than I have time to talk about. I did want to at least briefly mention that I do have a couple more episodes of the podcast coming up. In fact, tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central Time, so that's 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central Time, 12 p.m. Mountain Time, and 11 a.m. Pacific Time, I'm going to be doing another episode. I'm not going to do an interview episode this month. Instead, I'm going to do two of me talking just episodes. And this first one is going to be Ingalls Wilder Cemetery Basics. I'm going to be talking a little bit about cemetery etiquette. For those of you who may not have spent as much time hanging around cemeteries as I do, some people are really kind of nervous about being in cemeteries. So we're going to talk a little bit about some do's and don'ts, how you find things, what's it's okay to leave or not, what's perpetual care, and what does that mean to you. So all of that, and then also where to find the basic Ingalls Wilder graves. Now, we're not going to go through every one because certainly there is a ton of them, but we're going to try and do the main family graves and the cemeteries, and depending on how much time we have at the end of the episode, we'll keep going until we run out of time. So that's going to be interesting, I think, for you to find out exactly who's buried and where, and I hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. I've been working on experimenting with these times, seeing if we can get a little bit more live participation. With that, my second Laura episode, which is going to be Laura Ingalls Wilder Fandom 2011, is going to be on Sunday, December 18th, but later in the afternoon. So 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Mountain Time, and 2 p.m. Pacific Time. And that one's going to be a review of Laura Ingalls Wilder Fandom. That will be the one-year anniversary of this podcast. And I hope that you will tune in and listen to that and that you'll enjoy it. In between those two, I have a travel time episode scheduled for Tuesday, December 13th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Mountain Time, and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And I'm going to be talking to frequent Amtrak passengers, Shelley Schultz, about how you ride the rails with Amtrak. Information, exact times, and links to those exact episodes are all on both my blog, trundlebedtales.wordpress.com, and my website, trundlebedtales.com. I hope that I will be seeing you later. I had originally hoped to, I was originally going to have last month be the last update, but the way things are going, I think I may just be keeping the update even through the down period as we try and get some of these things caught up. So I will see you next month for the update, hopefully at the beginning of the month. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed it and that you'll be back soon. ¶¶